300,000 missing children is not mismanagement, it's criminal negligence. The Washington Stand sheds light on a humanitarian crisis unfolding under the Biden administration. According to the article, nearly 300,000 unaccompanied migrant children may have gone missing after being released into the United States with little to no tracking or oversight. Compounding this tragedy, child sex trafficking reportedly tripled during this time, with over 90% of online child sex ads exploiting migrant youth. In stark contrast, the Trump administration has recently located over 13,000 of these children and arrested more than 400 abusive sponsors, signaling the beginning of a long overdue response to an issue that cries out for justice. This is not simply a breakdown of immigration policy, it reflects a broader abandonment of moral responsibility and biblical standards. The revelations in Holliday's article highlight the consequences of a system that disregards the sanctity of childhood and fails to protect the vulnerable. At VCA, we believe every child is made in the image of God and deserves safety, care, and protection. As Jesus warned in Matthew chapter 18 verse 6, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck." This crisis demands a full criminal review and deep national repentance. Trump admin finds 13,000 more missing migrant children, arrests 400-plus abusive sponsors. The Biden administration faced significant criticism for its handling of unaccompanied minors crossing the U.S. border, with troubling statistics highlighting a growing crisis. Reports indicate that child sex trafficking tripled during former President Joe Biden's term, accompanied by a surge in online sex ads involving children, over 90% of which reportedly exploited migrants. In 2023 alone, approximately 137,000 minors crossed the border unaccompanied, and some estimates suggest nearly 300,000 immigrant children went missing under Biden's oversight. A recent hearing covered by the Washington Stand exposed the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, for its role in losing track of these unaccompanied minors, raising serious concerns about accountability and child safety. Yet, in contrast, the Daily Wire reported this week that the Trump administration has reportedly located over 13,000 children who entered the United States unaccompanied and illegally before being lost to government tracking systems. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Earlier this month, Trump stated, "Something that you should have that you haven't reported, as you know, 300,000 children are missing, 300,000 under Biden. We've already gotten back 10,000, and we have a lot more planned to get back. We're getting them back by the thousands." These efforts signal a renewed focus on addressing the crisis and reuniting missing children with proper care and oversight. HHS spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin reinforced this priority, stating, "The safety of children and ensuring they are reunited with their parents or safe guardian is the top priority of the Trump administration, which stands in stark contrast to the nearly 300,000 migrant children that were lost under the Biden administration. And this commitment is backed by concrete actions, including enhanced collaboration between federal, state, and local authorities to locate and protect unaccompanied minors." Beyond the children, Trump's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has reportedly arrested over 400 sponsors of these unaccompanied minors, charging them with mistreating the children while in their care and other crimes. An HHS official, cited by News Nation, confirmed that multifaceted investigations are underway, involving local police, child protective services, and federal agencies to address abuse allegations and ensure justice for affected children. These efforts align with Trump's broader border security agenda, a cornerstone of his campaign promises. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, officials have begun asking unaccompanied minors aged 14 to 17 about their willingness to self-deport, initiating deportation proceedings through ICE and HHS when applicable. According to an HHS official, speaking with CNN, this is a long-standing practice that was used by previous administrations to prioritize getting children back to the safety of a parent or legal guardian in their home country. The policy of offering unaccompanied alien children, UACs, the option to withdraw their application for admission into the U.S. is accredited in the Trafficking Victims Prevention and Protection Reauthorization Act of 2022. In fact, the New York Post highlighted in June how nearly 1 million illegal immigrants have already self-deported since Trump took office. Representative Michael Guest, R-MIS, chairman of the Subcommittee on Border Security and Enforcement, provided a scathing critique to the Washington Stand. "The Biden administration lost track of nearly 300,000 unaccompanied children," he stressed, "many of whom were released to sponsors that were not properly vetted." He further highlighted systemic flaws, noting, "During a recent Homeland Committee hearing examining how NGOs facilitated the Biden border crisis, One witness testified that it was more cumbersome and difficult to adopt a pet than to become an approved sponsor for an unaccompanied minor. Guest added, "We now know that ICE has arrested 422 of these sponsors, accusing them of abusing the minors in their care or committing other crimes. The Biden administration was complicit in this situation and has recklessly endangered the lives of hundreds of thousands of children. As such," he concluded, "I'm honored to have the opportunity to work alongside President Trump to codify his executive orders that secure our border and ensure the Biden border crisis never happens again." Source: The Washington Stand.